So using the process that you've just given of going into the workshop and focusing on the things that you want, and then out of the workshop and you have a negative emotion, would you suggest trying to find what the thought was that gave you the negative emotion, or would you suggest just thinking of one of the things that you've been thinking about in the workshop that you want?
Good. Very good question. What is most important is that you stop the negative creating. And if there is negative emotion present, you are negatively creating or negatively attracting.
Okay.
The fastest thing to do is to change the thought. However, if there is some very powerful belief within you that causes this thought and negative emotion to come forth again and again and again, then you may find that you are having to do that over and over many times in a day.
Mm-hmm.
If that is the case, then it is a good idea to take time to deal with it. And you do that by saying, what thought has brought forth this negative emotion? And when you identify the thought, talk about it to yourself, adding new information until you actually change or bridge that old belief.
Can you give me an
to
example?
Something that is new. Your guidance system works best when you are setting forth continual, deliberate intentions of what you are wanting. Let us say that you have intended in your workshop perfect health. You have visualized yourself as that healthy, vital being.
Mm-hmm.
And you are moving through your day, and while you are having your lunch, you are sitting with a friend, and your friend is discussing her own illness.
Mm-hmm.
And as she speaks about her illness, you find yourself feeling very uncomfortable and uneasy in the conversation. Now, what is happening is your warning bell, your guidance system, is saying to you that which you are hearing and that which you are thinking and that which you are about to speak about is not in harmony with your intent. And so you make a very clear, decisive decision to stop this conversation from going further in the direction, and you decide that you will change the subject. But your friend is very excited and emotionally drawn to this subject, and so your friend brings the conversation back to it, and again your warning bell begins to ring. Now, what we are talking about here happens within you even when there is not another friend. In other words, if there is a belief within you that is very important to you,
mm-hmm.
then even as you try to change the subject in your own mind, your own beliefs may keep bringing it back.
Good.
And that is when you recognize that it is something that you must deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in such an event, when the negative emotion comes, you say, "What thought brought that forth?" Well, I've intended health, and here I am thinking that I am feeling a little achy, thinking that maybe the flu that everyone else has is going to get me again this year. Now you say, that was a belief that I held before. Now I know that I am the creator of my experience, and I choose not to have the flu. I have received the flu in years gone by because I did not know I was in control.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize that my thought toward it and my expecting of it was the reason I got it. Now I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, now I will not accept the flu as part of my holiday season. I solicit it not. I attract it not. Now you are in the process of bridging the belief.
Good.
It may be that it will come up again and again, not very much. And
mm-hmm.
each time it comes up, if you will deal with it in that way, eventually it will not come up again, you
yes.
see.